Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelsang, and this is episode number 232. Today's show is part of our Fitness Friday series, and it's another great one in our Fitness Friday programs. Just a quick mention right up front, it is good to be back home after traveling to California, although I certainly enjoyed the event I was at, which was Mary Furlong and Lori Bitter's Silicon Valley Boomer Business Venture Summit in beautiful Berkeley, California. This year marks the event's 15th year, and I'm so grateful to Mary Furlong and Lori Bitter for inviting me to attend, speak, and help. I enjoyed meeting you all over the course of the event, and over the course of the next few weeks, we will release some great video interviews from the event with Lori Bitter, and I'll be interviewing many of you from the event too, so really great. Thanks again, Mary and Lori. And before we move on to our Friday fitness news, I want to wish Gary Busey, actor Gary Busey, happy birthday today. Gary will be on an upcoming show and is someone definitely not old, but better at age 74 today. By the way, Gary's new book, Buseyisms, which we'll be discussing, will be out soon, and we'll add links in the show notes of where you can find it. But happy birthday, Gary Busey. Here's a Buseyism for you.
Buseyism is something I came up with years ago. I was dealing with my past, and it was hurting me, and I couldn't get out of it. I said, well, this is your past. Where are you? And I said, I'm in the now. So now was the first Buseyism. And NOW stands for no other way.
I just thought you might enjoy that, but we've got some excellent Fitness Friday news, as I mentioned, from Marshall University Joan Edwards School of Medicine. Okay, so first off, this is Healthy Aging Science 101 Day, and we're going to get a bit complex, but I will try to add some background, making it all the more eye-opening and helpful. The headline from this week's Science Daily News is Possible Anti-Aging Intervention. There's new research that demonstrates that Na/K-ATPase serves as an antioxidant amplification loop and that it is intimately involved in the aging process and may serve as a target for anti-aging interventions. So before we get into the research, let's break this down a bit. Na/K-ATPase is known as the sodium-potassium pump, which serves as an important physiological mechanism in the body, and it is constantly in use by the body to move these elements of sodium and potassium around, binding with each cell, releasing a small amount of energy in the form of ATP. The idea is that this energy release, when the cell is a muscle cell all along the chain, can in fact stimulate this energy, which diminishes as we age. So the research is now targeting this process and manipulating it such that it will serve to actively release energy and fire each cell more efficiently. Of course, exercise helps this too, but this research indicates an effective means of targeting this process. So as I say, this Na/K-ATPase, again, known as the sodium-potassium pump. Remember, Na, sodium, K, potassium, and then ATP all together are intimately involved in the aging process and may serve as this target for anti-aging intervention. And here's how. The researchers were able to successfully demonstrate the therapeutic potential of a synthetic peptide in improving impaired physiological functions and disease development. The research team's extensive year-long study first focused on aging mice who were given a Western diet to stimulate oxidant stress to offset the normal sodium and potassium levels. The Western diet increased the functional and structural evidence for aging. However, the introduction of the synthetic peptide slowed these changes in the mice. The same results were then replicated when human dermal fibroblasts, or those areas of the skin within the dermis layer, which are responsible for generating connective tissue and allowing the skin to recover from injury, were exposed to different types of oxidant stress by stimulating and increasing the expression of senescence markers and causing cell injury. With the synthetic peptide treatment, the researchers demonstrated that the negative attributes associated with aging were significantly dampened. that data clearly suggest that the sodium-potassium pump, this oxidant amplification loop, is in fact intimately involved in the aging process. And if confirmed in human studies, it might ultimately serve as this therapeutic target to change the way cells handle stress of aging and slow the process. In other words, if the synthetic peptide can be safely used in humans, it might be possible to study the applicability of that specific agent to the problem of clinical aging. I will be clear, dear Not Old Better audience. Presently, there is no proven way to delay, even if slightly, the human aging process. Although companies, and often journalists/podcasters, and admittedly scientists too, like to tout whatever anti-aging product is currently in the news as the fountain of youth or the holy grail. The truth is, we do not know of any way to even slightly delay the aging process, much less stop or reverse it, which is what the fountain of youth and the holy grail are all about. Unfortunately, understanding why a given anti-aging intervention is fantasy rather than science often requires time to gather the scientific data, which not everyone is willing or capable to do. If you're a longtime listener to the Not Old Better show, and you want to learn about anti-aging science and longevity rather than find out about the latest anti-aging trends in Hollywood, then the future discussion we'll have here should be for you. Hey, thanks again to all of you who I met recently at the event. And please, if you haven't already done so, sign up for my newsletter and stay tuned for more healthy aging information, research, and details. Oh, and happy birthday to Gary Busey. My thanks to our guest today, and please check out our website at notold-better.com for more information and conversation. And thanks to all of you, my wonderful audience, for your charming, encouraging, and advice-driven emails with show and topic suggestions. Please keep them coming at info@notold-better.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Not Old Better. And you can find us on Facebook as well. We are Not Old Better there on Facebook. Podcasts of the Not Old Better Show are available on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Also on Amazon's Alexa. How are you today, Alexa?
I'm doing great.
Alexa, play the Not Old Better podcast.
Getting the latest episode of the Not Old Better Show. Here it is from TuneIn.
You can always find us online at notold-better.com, where you can find all of our archives. You can share a link, you can get in touch, and I look forward to hearing from you. I'm Paul Vogelzang, and please, everyone, let's talk about better. The Not Old Better Show. Thanks, everybody.